Matt was forcing himself onwards, but his body didn't seem to want to know. Beside him, Robin was slowing too.
"It's Harper's code," she gasped. "The model, it's affecting us already. He hasn't..."
She had almost stopped.
"He hasn't given us orders to move, so we can't. We have to keep going,"
he forced himself onwards. Black-clad figures rushed through from the passageway ahead, driving a group of Harper's khaki-uniformed guards in front of them. A rattle of gunfire felled one of Harper's guards, sending him careering backwards into the wall. Matt watched in disbelief through muzzy eyes. The figures were slowing. Harper's guards seemed sluggish, but the attackers, like Matt and Robin, were almost still. Some of them were forcing their way onwards, as if they were battling against a hurricane. Others had stopped dead. One of the black-clad attackers who had stopped turned slowly around. He was at the front of the group. Matt could see the concentration and fear etched on his face. His gun was coming up. He screamed, a defiant, throaty sound that might have been, "No!" Then he was firing the gun at his own comrades. Others were turning too. Some of the attackers at the back seemed to come to their senses and started to retreat, letting off sluggish bursts of machine gun fire as they went. Bullets smacked into the rock and earth and sand without effect. The rock and earth and sand that were walking into the passageway, pursuing the attackers relentlessly back into the pyramid. Robin and Matt were frozen, caught in mid-step, almost at the entrance to the passageway, unable to move. Meanwhile, behind them, a tall figure made its way easily up the tiers of the amphitheatre towards them.